有个物理学家一辈子被骂是疯子。
A physicist was ridiculed for a lifetime.
他用数学证明了时间。
He proved time with mathematics.
为什么只能向前走？
Why can't I go forward?
但没有一个人信他。
But no one believed him.
1906年
1906,
他在度假途中结束了自己的生命。
He ended his life while on vacation.
然后就在他死后几年
Then, a few years after his death,
他的所有理论被全面证实成了现代物理学的基石。
All of his theories have been fully confirmed and are the cornerstone of modern physics.
但他最后那个推论直到今天
But that final conclusion until today
还让所有人不敢细想。
Let everyone not think too much.
因为它证明你可能根本不是真实存在的人，先从头说起。
Because he proves that you may not even be a real person, start from the beginning.
要搞清楚他发现了什么。
To figure out what he discovered.
得从一件你每天都会经历。
You have to start with something you experience every day.
但从来没有想过的事开始。
But what started as something never thought of?
你泡的那杯热茶。
The cup of hot tea you brewed.
你把热茶放在桌上。
You put the hot tea on the table.
它会慢慢变凉。
It will gradually become cold.
这很正常。
This is normal.
但你有没有想过那杯冷掉的茶
But have you ever thought about that cup of cold tea?
为什么不会自己热回来
Why doesn't it heat up by itself?
从物理定律来说
According to the laws of physics,
热茶里的分子和冷茶里的分子
The molecules in hot tea and the molecules in cold tea,
他们碰来碰去的过程，正着放和倒着放，方程式是一模一样的。
The process of picking up and putting down the objects is exactly the same whether they are picked up and put down in the same direction or in the opposite direction.
物理学根本没有禁止。
Physics doesn't prohibit it at all.
使那杯冷茶自己热起来。
That cup of cold tea gets hot on its own.
但他就是不会。这件事儿困扰了人类几千年，而背后藏着的真相。
But he couldn't figure out the problem that has troubled humanity for thousands of years and the truth behind it.
不仅解释了时间
，not only explains time，
还会逼着你去思考一个比时间更可怕的问题。
It will also force you.To think about a question more terrifying than time.
你现在经历的这一切
Everything you are experiencing now.
到底是不是真实存在的
Is it really real?
先说说时间是怎么被彻底改变认知的
Let's start with how time is completely understood.
1846年的英国曼彻斯特的所有居民在某一天早上毫无预警地集体穿越了13分钟。
On a morning in 1846, all the residents of Manchester, England, suddenly disappeared for 13 minutes.
不是科幻片
Not a science fiction movie.
是真实发生的事儿。
It's a real event.
那天城里所有的钟表在同一个瞬间全部被拨快了13分钟。
That day, all the clocks in the city were set forward by 13 minutes at the same time.
原因是火车出了事故。
The reason is that the train had an accident.
铁路把全国连在一起。
The railway connects the whole country.
但各地的时间各说各话。
But the time in different places is different.
同一条轨道上的两列火车
Two trains on the same track,
因为时间差
due to the time difference,
对不上
wrong,
直接撞在一起
collide directly,
死了很多人
many people have died,
所以英国人做了一个
so the British made one,
在今天看起来理所当然
What seems obvious today?
但在当时算是改天换地的决定
But at that time, it was a revolutionary decision.
全国统一时间
National unified time.
你看，我们以为理所当然的时间
I think we all take for granted the time we have.
其实是人类强行发明出来的约定。
In fact, it is a human-made convention.
这件事本身不奇怪。
This itself is not strange.
奇怪的是
Interestingly,
正是工业革命
It was the Industrial Revolution.
逼着人类去弄蒸汽机
Forcing humans to build steam engines.
才打开了理解时间的真正大门。
Finally, I have opened the door to truly understanding time.
1824年。
1824.
法国有个工程师叫萨迪卡诺。
There is a French engineer named Sadicano.
就写了一本薄薄的小册子。
I wrote a thin little booklet.
只说了一件事
Said only one thing.
热量永远从热的地方往冷的地方流
Heat always flows from hot to cold.
而不会反过来
And it won't be reversed.
这句话听着像废话
This sentence sounds like nonsense.
但它是整个宇宙最深的秘密之一
But it is one of the deepest secrets of the entire universe.
因为这个过程是单向的
Because this process is unidirectional
走了
No
就回不来
They won't come back
物理学家们把这个不可逆的程度量化了一下
Physicists have quantified this irreversibility
给它取了个名字
Give it a name
这个名字叫熵熵
The name is entropy
简单说就是混乱程度的数字
Simply put, it's a numerical representation of the level of chaos.
一副整整齐齐
A set of perfectly aligned
从1到 K 排好的扑克牌熵很低
The entropy of a deck of cards from 1 to K is very low.
你把它随便洗乱乱的方式有千千万万种熵就很高了
There are countless ways to wash it randomly, which increases the entropy.
你把那副乱牌往桌上一扔。
You threw that messy stack of papers onto the table.
它会不会自己落下来
Will it fall down by itself?
正好排成从1到 K 的顺序。
Exactly arranged in the order from 1 to K.
不是不可能。
It's not impossible.
但你等到宇宙灭亡都等不到那一天
But you waited until the end of the universe But you couldn't wait for that day
这就是熵的铁律它只会增加
This is the law of entropy It only increases
永远不会减少
Never decrease
而这个铁律就是时间有方向的原因
And this iron rule is due to the fact that time has a direction
把这件事第一次讲清楚的人是个叫阿瑟·爱丁顿的英国人。
The first person to explain this matter was a British man named Arthur Eddington.
这人的经历很有趣。
This person's experience is interesting.
一战期间
During World War I,
他是坚定的反战者，拒绝上战场。
He was a staunch pacifist who refused to go to war.
有天他刚从天文台熬了一夜观星回来
One day, he just returned from a night of stargazing at the observatory
在家门口被一个女人拦住
Stopped by a woman at my doorstep
递给他一根白羽毛
Gave him a white feather
白羽毛在当时是专门羞辱逃兵的意思是
White feathers were originally used to shame deserters, meaning that
你是懦夫，他客客气气地把羽毛接过来。
You are a coward, and you politely took the feather.
进屋往壁炉台上一搁。
Go inside and put it on the fireplace mantle.
那上面已经堆了一叠了。
There are already a stack of them on top.
显然不是第一次了。
This is not the first time.
就是这个被人叫懦夫的人。
The man who is called a coward by others.
后来成了相对论和引力领域的世界级权威。
Later became a world-renowned authority in the fields of relativity and gravity.
并且在1928年第一次提出了一个改变所有人认知的词。
And in 1928, it first introduced a term that changed everyone's perception.
时间之箭。
Time's arrow.
时间之箭说的是时间的方向。
Time's arrow refers to the direction of time.
不是上帝规定的。
Not ordained by God.
而是熵在推着走的。宇宙永远在从有序往无序跑。
Instead, the universe is always running from order to disorder, pushed by entropy.
从低熵往高熵跑。
Run from low entropy to high entropy.
这条单行道就是时间。
This one-way street is time.
你打碎的鸡蛋不会自动愈合。
The broken eggs won't heal themselves.
泼出去的水不会自己收回来。
The water that is poured out cannot be retrieved.
来，不是老天刁。
It's not like the heavens are to blame.
那你是数学本身。
You are the mathematics itself.
不允许，那时间能不能倒流？
Is it possible to go back in time?
理论上，物理学给了两条路。
Theoretically, physics offers two paths.
第一条，让熵减少。
First, reduce entropy.
让宇宙从乱变有序。
To make the universe orderly from chaos.
这等于让那副洗乱的扑克牌自己排整齐，概率趋近于零。
This is equivalent to making the probability of the deck of cards being perfectly ordered approach zero.
基本等于不可能。
It's basically impossible.
第二条路看起来更酷，超光速。
The second option looks cooler and faster than light speed.
根据爱因斯坦的相对论。
According to Einstein's theory of relativity,
空间和时间是绑在一起的。
Space and time are intertwined.
速度快到超过光，时间轴就会扭转。
The speed is so fast that it exceeds the speed of light, and the timeline will be reversed.
理论上你能穿越到过去。
Theoretically, you can travel to the past.
但这里有个你可能没想到的问题。
But here's a question you might not have thought about.
你越接近光速，
The closer you get to the speed of light,
质量就越趋向无穷大。
The quality tends to be infinite.
不是越来越重，
Not getting heavier.
越来越难加速，
It's getting harder and harder to accelerate.
而是字面意义上的，你的质量会变成无穷大。
Instead, your quality will become infinite in a literal sense.
你永远追不上光。
You can never catch the light.
更荒谬的是，
Even more absurdly,
就算你真的超光速穿越回去了，
Even if you really traveled back in time,
你会比你出发还早到达目的地。
You will arrive at your destination earlier than you set out.
因果律就此彻底崩塌。
The principle of cause and effect has thus been completely broken.
世界上所有事情的先后顺序就再也没有意义了。
The order of all things in the world has no meaning anymore.
关于时间旅行，霍金有个绝妙的回应。
Here's a brilliant response from Hawking about time travel.
2009年6月28日。
June 28, 2009.
他搞了个派对，香槟备好。
He prepared champagne for the party.
气球吹好。
Balloon inflated.
但没有提前寄邀请函。
But there was no invitation sent in advance.
第二天，他才把请柬发出去。
The next day, he sent out the invitation.
上面写着，欢迎来参加昨天的派对。
It says welcome to attend the party yesterday.
逻辑很简单。
The logic is simple.
如果时间旅行
If time travel,
可能未来的人收到请柬
Perhaps in the future, people will receive invitations.
完全可以穿越回来。
Absolutely possible to return.
结果一个客人都没出现。
As a result, no guest appeared.
霍金
Hawking,
一个人对着满桌香槟笑着说
A person smiles at a table full of champagne.
这是时间旅行不可能的实验证明。往回走不行。
This is a proof that time travel is impossible, showing that it is not possible to go back in time.
往前加速呢
Go forward and accelerate.
这个物理上是允许的。
This is physically possible.
而且方法你可能想不到。
And the method might be unexpected.
如果你开着飞船掠过一个质量
If you fly your spaceship past a mass,
大约是太阳八倍的旋转
Approximately 8 times the speed of the sun.
黑洞的边缘，那里的引力
The gravitational pull at the edge of a black hole.
会把时空扭曲到令人窒息的程度。
It can warp time and space to a terrifying degree.
对你来说
For you,
只过了一秒钟。
It only took 1 second.
但地球上的朋友已经过了将近17个小时。
But the friends on Earth have already been gone for almost 17 hours.
你回去见他。
Go back and see him.
他已经老了
He is old.
整整一天
A whole day.
你才刚睡了个午觉
You just woke up from a nap.
时间的方向没变
Time doesn't change direction.
但时间流动的速度可以差出几万倍
But the speed of time can vary by tens of thousands of times.
但你别高兴得太早
But don't be too happy too early.
因为接下来的问题才是真正的噩梦。
Because the following questions are the real nightmare.
如果每个粒子的碰撞
If each particle collision
在物理定律上
In terms of physical laws
正着倒着都一样
Both forward and backward
那为什么整体上会有方向
Why does he have a general direction?
商
Business
为什么偏偏往高处走
Why do I always end up in a bad situation?
19世纪末
Late 19th century
一个奥地利物理学家给出了让所有人无法反驳的答案
An Austrian physicist gave an answer that everyone couldn't refute
他叫路德维希·波尔兹曼
His name is Ludwig Boltzmann
他的一生用一个词概括就是超前他的原子理论
His life can be summarized in one word, ahead of his time.
他的统计力学在当时的物理学界被当成异端。
His statistical mechanics was considered a heresy in the physics community at that time.
没人信。
No one believes it.
甚至有权威专门花大量精力来批判他。
Even more, there are authoritative figures who spend a lot of energy to criticize him.
他在学术圈飘了大半辈子。
He has been a prominent figure in the academic world for half his life.
从一个职位换到另一个职位。
From one position to another.
始终得不到应有的承认。
Always not getting the recognition they deserve.
1906年度假途中
In 1906, during a vacation,
他在房间里结束了自己的生命。
He ended his life in the room.
就在他去世后几年
A few years after his death,
他的所有理论被全面证实。
His theories have been fully confirmed.
统计力学成了现代物理的基石。
Statics is a cornerstone of modern physics.
物理学史上没有比这更残忍的讽刺了。
This is the most cruel irony in the history of physics.
波尔兹曼的答案是这样的。
Oltzmann's answer was like this.
把宇宙里所有的粒子想象成一张超级大台球桌上的球。
Imagine all the particles in the universe as balls on a giant table.
每一次碰撞都严格遵循物理定律。
Each collision strictly follows the laws of physics.
但碰的次数多了。
But the more I encounter them,
台球的排列就会越来越趋向乱。
The arrangement of the billiard balls will become increasingly chaotic.
因为乱的方式实在太多。
Because there are too many ways to mess things up.
整齐的方式实在太少。
There are too few neat ways.
不是粒子想往乱的方向走。
If the particle wants to go in a wrong direction,
而是乱的可能性。
Instead, the possibility of chaos.
压倒性的多于整齐的可能性。
Much more than the possibility of order.
所以，熵增不是什么神秘的力量。
Therefore, entropy is not a mysterious force.
它是概率的必然。有序。
It is the inevitable order of probability.
序是幸运，无序是常态。
It is lucky to be chaotic.
但等等。
But wait.
这里出现了一个特别奇怪的地方。
There is a particularly strange place here.
几乎没有人注意到。
Almost no one noticed.
如果熵只会增加。
If entropy only increases.
那就意味着大爆炸。
That means the Big Bang.
那一刻。
At that moment.
宇宙的熵必须极低。
The entropy of the universe must be very low.
一，那早期宇宙是什么样的？是。
What was the early universe like?
一锅几乎均匀的高温等离子体汤，质子光。
A pot of almost uniform high temperature plasma soup.
光子夸克搅在一起，看。
Photons and quarks mixed together.
看上去一片混沌。
It looks chaotic.
这听起来挺乱的。
This sounds pretty chaotic.
怎么能是低熵状态？
How can it be a low entropy state?
答案藏在一个
The answer is hidden in one.
你可能没想到的地方。
The places you might not have thought of.
黑洞。黑洞是宇宙里熵最高的结构，没有之一。
Black holes are the most entropic structures in the universe, without exception.
为什么？
Why?
因为黑洞里塞了极其大量的物质和能量。
Because black holes contain an extremely large amount of matter and energy.
而这些粒子的排列方式有近乎无穷多种。
And the arrangement of these particles can be almost infinite.
但从外面看
However, from the outside,
结果都一样
The results are the same.
就是那个把空间压弯的黑暗的洞可能性越多
The more likely it is that a dark hole that bends space.
熵越高光是银河系中心那一个超大质量黑洞
The higher the entropy, the more likelyis that this supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way.
它的熵就比大爆炸之后
Its entropy is less than that after the Big Bang.
整个宇宙的总熵还高出1000倍。
The total entropy of the entire universe is 1000 times higher.
早期宇宙之所以是低熵正
The early universe was a low damage zone.
是因为那时候还没有黑洞
Because the universe has not yet been ordered.
引力还没把物质聚拢
Early, the matter hadn't yet been gathered together.
那种均匀的状态放在引力的视角下
A uniform state when viewed from the perspective of gravity.
其实是高度有序的
In fact, it is highly ordered.
而今天的宇宙黑洞越来越多
And today, there are more and more black holes in the universe.
越来越
Getting bigger.
大，在吞噬一切
Devouring everything.
把熵一路往上推
Push entropy up.
时间之箭也跟着一路飞。
The arrow of time also flew away.
按照数据来算，大
According to the data,
爆炸时宇宙的熵大约是10的88次方。
The explosion caused damage to the universe approximately 18 to 18 times the square.
今天大约是10的103次方，多出来的那将近10的15次方。
Today is approximately 10 to the power of 1003 plus nearly 10 to the power of 15.
也就是大约1000万亿倍，几乎
That's about a million billion times.
几乎全部来自这些黑洞，但
Almost all come from these black holes.
这支箭飞不到永
But this arrow cannot fly.
永远，宇宙有
Always be prepared.
有个终点。
There is an end.
物理学家叫它热寂。
Physicists call it thermal expansion.
随着时间流逝，
As time goes by,
黑洞会把越来越多的物质吞进去。
Black holes will continue to absorb more and more matter.
但黑洞本身，根据霍金的理论，会以一种极其缓慢的方式向外泄露能量。
However, the final goal theory will eventually leak energy in an extremely slow way.
也就是霍金辐射
Hawking radiation,
然后逐渐缩小
then gradually narrow.
在漫长的未来某一天，彻底蒸发消失。
On a long distant future day,
等宇宙里最后一个黑洞也蒸发殆尽。
But even the last black hole in the universe will eventually evaporate.
所有的能量就会均匀地散布。
All the energy will be evenly distributed.
在几乎无限大的空间里。
In an almost infinite space.
没有浓度差。
No concentration gradient.
没有温度差。
No temperature difference.
没有任何结构。
No structure.
没有任何事情可以发生。
Nothing can happen without entropy.
到了最大值，就没什么可以再改变了。
Once you reach the maximum, there is nothing more to change.
没有变化。
No change.
就没有时间之箭。时间作为一个有方向的东西。
There is no time as a directional thing between times.
在那一刻彻底失去意义。
At that moment, I completely lost my meaning.
冷、暗、空、静。
Cold, dark, and silent.
这就是一切的最后。
This is everything.
最后，你可能觉得好结了。
Finally, you might find it very good.
挺悲的。
It's sad.
没啥聊的了。
There's nothing to talk about.
但物理学家在这张空白的纸上看到了一件极其诡异的事情。
But the physicists saw something extremely strange on the blank paper.
极大的熵意味着极多的微观可能性。
Great entropy means a great many micro possibilities.
即便宇宙整体处于最大熵的均衡状态
Even if the universe is in a state of maximum entropy equilibrium overall
微观层面的随机波动还是会一直在发生
Microscopic random fluctuations are always happening
你可以把热寂后的宇宙想象成一锅
But you can imagine the hot season of the universe as a pot
永远在微微抖动的静水
The still water that is always slightly trembling
大多数时候什么都没有
Most of the time, nothing
但偶尔某一处会随机涌起一个气泡
But sometimes, a bubble will randomly appear in one place
美国物理学家肖恩·卡罗尔把这个想法推到了极致
American physicist Sean Carroll has taken this idea to the extreme.
他说
He said,
如果这锅水的时间足够长
If this pot of water has been simmering long enough,
足够接近于永恒
close to eternity.
那么某一天
one day,
某一次随机的涌动
a random moment of stillness,
可能恰好把一小块区域的能量压缩到一起
perhaps it just happens to compress a small area of energy together,
形成一个熵极低的紧凑结构
form a highly ordered and compact structure with low entropy,
就等于重新摆好了台球，一声炮响，新的大爆炸开。
It's like setting up the billiard table all over again with a bang, a new big bang.
开始了。
It started.
我们所在的这个宇宙
The universe in which we exist.
很可能就是某个更古老的母宇宙。
It is likely that it is a more ancient mother universe.
在热寂之后
After the hot season,
一次随机波动产生的宇宙泡泡，大爆炸不是第一次。
A random fluctuation-induced big bang is not the first time.
也不会是最后一次。
This won't be the last time.
这个想法很美。
This is a great idea.
很有禅意。
Very zen-like.
但他随手带出了一个让所有人看了都脊背发凉的推论。
But he casually brought up a conclusion that made everyone shiver.
一个能随机产生出整个宇宙的母宇宙
A mother universe that can randomly generate the entire universe.
当然也能随机产生出比整个宇宙小得多的东西
For example, it can also randomly generate things that are much smaller than the entire universe.
比如就只产生一个大脑
For example, only produce one brain.
不是一个完整的人
Not a complete person.
不是一颗星球
Not a planet.
就是一颗孤零零漂浮在虚空里的大脑
Just a lonely floating brain in the void.
带着完整的神经网络
With a complete neural network.
以及随机生成的记忆
And randomly generated memories,
情感和感知
emotions and perception.
这就是物理学里那个令人不安的东西
This is the unsettling thing in physics.
波尔兹曼大脑，这颗大脑醒来的时候
When the brain wakes up,
他觉得自己有过去
He felt that he had a past.
有家人
A family.
有经历
experienced,
有情绪
have emotion,
甚至可能觉得自己正在刷一条关于时间的视频
I feel like I'm watching a video about time,
津津有味地看到了这里
I was really enjoying it,
但这一切都只是随机涌现出来的假象
but all of this is just a random illusion,
而不是真实经历的产物
Not a product of real experience.
然后问题来了。
And the question arises.
而且来得很狠。
And it came very hard.
在一个经历了无数次随机波动。
In a world that has experienced countless random fluctuations.
趋近于永恒的母宇宙里。
Approaching the eternal mother universe.
随机产生一颗孤立大脑需要的运气
Randomly generate the luck needed for a solitary brain
远远小于产生一整个有138亿年历史
Far less than the creation of a whole with a history of 138 billion years
充满星系和生命的宇宙所需要的运气
The luck required for a universe full of galaxies and life
所以
so,
从纯粹的统计学角度
from a purely statistical perspective,
随机涌现的波尔兹曼大脑的数量会远远多于像我们这样真实存在于年轻宇宙里的真实大脑
The number of randomly generated Boltzmann brains will far exceed the number of real brains like ours that actually exist in the young universe.
这意味着从概率上讲
This means, from a probabilistic point of view,
你现在体验到的一切
Everything you are experiencing now,
更可能是一颗漂浮在绝对虚空里的孤独大脑在瞎想。
More likely, it's a lonely brain floating in absolute nothingness, just making things up.
而不是一个真实活在宇宙里的真实人类的真实经历。
Not a real human's real experience in the universe.
当然，没有物理学家。
Of course, there are no physicists.
真的相信我们是玻尔兹曼大脑。
Really believe that we are Boltzmann brains.
但这个推论揭示了一个非常严重的问题。
But this conclusion reveals a very serious problem.
如果宇宙在热寂之后永远存在。
If the universe continues to exist after the Big Bang,
玻尔兹曼大脑就几乎不可避免。
Boltzmann brain is almost inevitable.
而只要玻尔兹曼大脑的数量超过了真实大脑，
As long as the number of Boltzmann brains exceeds that of real brains,
我们对自身存在的一切直觉，
Our intuition about everything we exist in,
就从统计学上失去了意义。
It has lost its meaning from a statistical point of view.
所以今天的理论物理学家有一个核心任务。
Therefore, the core task of physicists today is
就是找到一种理论
Find a theory
让宇宙在玻尔兹曼大脑泛滥之前就有个清清楚楚的终点。
Let there be a clear end to the universe before the Boltzmann brain explosion.
到底是大挤压
squeeze,
还是弦理论里的额外维度突然坍缩，还是别的什么
Is it a sudden collapse of the extra dimensions in the theory or something else?
现在还没有答案。
There is no answer yet.
物理学还在路上。
Physics is still in progress.
回头看看今天走过的这段路，一杯变凉的咖啡。
Look back at the road I've walked today, a cup of lukewarm coffee.
引出了热力学。
Introduce thermodynamics.
热力学引出了熵，熵。
Thermodynamics introduced entropy.
引出了时间之箭。
Introduce the arrow of time.
时间之箭
Time's arrow
让我们看到宇宙的起点必须是低熵的
Let's see that the beginning of the universe must be low entropy
而低熵的起点要靠黑洞来解释黑洞
And the low entropy starting point needs to be explained by black holes
把熵一路往上推
Push entropy up
直到热寂热寂之后的随机波动
Until the random fluctuations after the heat measurement
可以重新点燃新的宇宙
can ignite a new universe
而这个无限循环又顺手端出来了
and this infinite loop came out conveniently
玻尔兹曼大脑这颗哲学炸弹
Boltzmann brain, a philosophical bomb
所有这些都从同一个问题出发实
All of these started from the same problem.
时间为什么只能往前走
Why can't I go forward?
1500年前
500 years ago,
一个叫奥古斯丁的神学家
A theologian named Augustine,
对着地中海的夕阳问了同一个问题
Asked the same question to the Mediterranean sunset,
写了500万字
Wrote 500,000 words.
没写出答案。
No answer was provided.
今天的物理学家拥有他做梦都想不到的工具和语言。
Today, physicists have tools and languages that they never dreamed of.
却依然站在一扇推不开的门前。
Still standing in front of an unopenable door.
隐约看得到轮廓，就是差。
I'm already bad at seeing things.
那么最后一步。
So, the final step.
当然，还有一种可能是所有人都不愿意多想的。
Of course, there is also a possibility that everyone is unwilling to think about.
也许奥古斯丁、爱丁顿
Perhaps Augustus Eaton
波尔兹曼，所有曾经思考过时间的人。
Boltzmann, to all those who have ever thought about time.
包括你。
Including you.
你，包括我。其实都只是某个漂浮在虚空里的波尔兹曼大脑里随机浮现出来的幻觉。
Including me, I am just a random hallucination that appears in a floating void of Boltzmann brains.
那些学者从来没有真正存在，我们对他们的记忆。
Those scholars never truly existed in our memory.
以不过是这颗孤独大脑在黑暗中虚构的一场。
However, it was just a dream created by this lonely brain in the darkness.
梦，而当然，这个念头本身也可能只是那场梦的一部分。时间是什么？
And of course, this thought itself may also be just a part of that dream. What time is it?
什么？没人知道。
No one knows.
道，但有一件事是确定的。
But one thing is certain.
此刻你的伤正在增加。
Your injury is currently increasing.
宇宙的时间之箭正在往前飞。
The universe's sword of heaven is flying forward.
而你，不管你是谁。
And no matter who you are.
不管你是不是真实存在的。
Whether you exist or not.
正在感受着它。
Feeling it.
就是现在，这一秒，这就够了。
That's all it takes right now.